Welcome to Twist for the week of November 6th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. Today, we're covering corporation business tax guidance from the New Jersey Division of Taxation, a sales and use tax ruling from Texas addressing the taxability of services that contain elements of data processing, and a recently introduced New York bill that would attempt to tax companies that replace employees with technology. The New Jersey Division of Taxation has recently issued several new and revised technical bulletins addressing various aspects of the legislation enacted in July that made substantial changes to the corporation business tax. The latest is Technical Bulletin 113, which addresses the inclusion of certain captive entities in the New Jersey Combined Group and the exception for captives owned by small banks and savings and loans. Importantly, the bulletin sets forth rules for determining the value of assets for purposes of the exception and provides guidance on aligning the captive's income reported period with the combined group privilege period. Recently introduced New York Assembly Bill 8179 would, if enacted, impose a new tax on certain businesses when employees of the company are displaced from their employment due to the deployment of certain technologies. The memo for the proposed bill notes that a 2018 study predicted that 12% of all jobs in New York State were at risk of being replaced by automation for that year, and this amount was expected to increase. Finally, in a private letter ruling, the Texas Comptroller has confirmed that the use of data processing services to facilitate the provision of certain employee health benefits and retirement administration services does not cause said services to become taxable data processing services. The relevant services also require professional knowledge and skills in physical sciences, accounting principles, and tax law, which the comptroller determined went beyond the mere processing of data. Accordingly, the comptroller reasoned that the data processing component of these services merely facilitated the provision of an overall service that required the application of professional knowledge and skills. Thank you for listening to Twist this week, and stay well.